Good afternoon. I'm Karen Ashby, your moderator for today's telephone town hall. I welcome you to this live event and would like to thank everyone for taking time this afternoon to join us. Today, Senator Vincent Hughes of the 7th Senate District will take your calls as he, along with experts, share updates and advice on how to recover from severe storms from flooding that hit our region on Saturday, July 11th. Senator Hughes will be joined by guests from the Philadelphia Office of Emergency Management, PEMA, PECO, and the Pennsylvania Insurance Department. As a quick reminder, if you have a question or would like to join the conversation, please press star three on your keypad to participate. Again, that's star three on your keypad to ask a question. Without any further delay, let me welcome State Senator Vincent Hughes.
Thanks, Karen. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Senator Hughes. Welcome to the telephone town hall for all of our neighbors within the 7th Senatorial District, especially those significantly impacted by the microburst that occurred last Saturday, the 11th. I'd like to thank everyone who took some time out of their busy schedules to participate in trying to deal with issues of the issues of trying to recover from all of that. Look, whether you ask a question or just prefer to listen to the conversation, I appreciate your engagement. If you'd like to ask a question at any time during tonight's discussion, press star 3 on your phone. Press star 3 on your phone if you'd like to ask a question. And it's not nighttime, it's this afternoon. So if you'd like to ask a question during any time this afternoon, press star 3 on your phone. As Karen said, this afternoon we'll be sharing updates and advice on how to recover from the severe storms and flooding. We know, and have toured the district. This community, I don't think has ever seen any kind of devastation like this, ever. And so we're trying to, gear up as much as possible to respond to it. One of the important things that we need folks to do, alright, we need folks to do this, is to get access to the MARCs. They're called Multi-Agency Resource Centers. Multi-Agency Resource Centers that have been set up to provide folks answers to their questions. There's one that began at noon today, and it's going to, I believe, 8 o'clock this evening. At the Lucian Blackwell Recreation Center on 47th Street. There's one in South Philadelphia at 2600 Morris Street that's going to be operating tomorrow on Sunday. And there's a third one that's going to be operating at the Winfield Library up on 54th and I guess that's Overbrook Avenue. That's going to be happening on Monday from 11 to 7. Please pay attention and get to those spaces and get access to probably almost 15 or so different agencies that will be located at these multi-agency resource centers. Very important. Everybody's going to be there. And, of course, if you just can't logistically get it done, you always call our office, Senator Hughes, and go to my website, senatorhughes.com. And 215-879-7777 is our office phone number, and we'll do our best to try to get you connected to the resources that can assist you with this recovery situation. I'm going to begin the process of introducing our guests. Once we introduce our guests, then we're going to open up for questions, and then we'll be finished up at 1 o'clock. And then again, I would urge folks, if they could get to the MARC, Multi-Agency Resource Center, today at the Lou Blackwell Center from 12 to 8 p.m. And the easiest ones to access are that for this audience. And then the one on Monday from 11 to 7 at the Winfield Library. And then, of course, if those schedules don't work out, you can always go down on Sunday to their recreation center, 2600 Morris Street, from 12 to 8 p.m. All right. So keep that in mind, folks. Keep that in mind and don't just sit on that information. Share that information with your neighbors because they may not know about it, and we want to make sure that they get access to that information. But introduce, we have, I believe, four guests who are specifically working on this this crisis, and they will be the experts who help us through the hour conversation. The first one is the administrative officer with the Philadelphia Office of Emergency Management, Brandon Lashley. Brandon, welcome to the Telephone Town Hall. So what advice would you have for folks who are on the Telephone Town Hall?
Thank you, Senator. Again, my name is Brandon Lashley. I am the administrative officer with the city's Office of Emergency Management. I would advise that residents please consult the city's website, phila.gov, and find the resource page that is on the city's homepage called City Continues Response to July 11 Storm, provides resources for residents during their recovery. That page begins with the multi-agency resource center list that you, Senator, just mentioned, with the three facilities that are open from July 18th through 20th, one at Lucy and Blackwell Community Center today. Tomorrow's is at the Vare Recreation Center, and Monday's is at the Winfield Library and has our hours of operation there as well. In coordination with the Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency, the city is bringing resources there, and it's intended to be a one-stop shop for you or anyone who is impacted by the storm to go and meet with city and state agencies, including insurance, human services, behavioral health and intellectual disability services, Housing Development Corporation, Housing Authority, Licenses and Inspections, and Neighborhood Community Action Centers, Office of Community Empowerment and Opportunity, ourselves, OEM, the Fire Department's Community Action Team, City Department of Commerce, the Water Department's Office of Homeless Services, Office of Immigrant Affairs, 311, PICO, the Red Cross, Community Health Workers, Share Food, and Network of Neighbors. I will be available later for any questions on the Multi-Agency Resource Center. And I would also advise that residents, if they are experiencing any safety issues related to downed trees, call 911. That means if a tree is blocking a road or it's falling on a home, car, or other property. I'm hoping that we are kind of removed from that at this point due to a very concerted effort to clear anything that was a life safety issue. If something new occurs, including if today's weather results in any damaged infrastructure, please call 911. If it's a non-emergency tree issue, call 311. PICO is on the line. They can speak about downed wires later, so I'll defer to them on that. And I do want to take this opportunity to encourage everybody to text STORM, P-H-L, S-T-O-R-M, P-H-L, to 888-777. That will enroll you in our Ready Philadelphia alert platform, and any alerts that go out related to the storm will go to your phone. You can also text Ready Phila to 888-777. And that will enroll you for all of the city's emergency alerts. If I can have one more second, I will plug that OEM has submitted to the state for a Small Business Association disaster declaration. I know that Jonathan Skripka from PEMA is on the line, so he can speak to what resources and loans that could potentially open up should we be awarded the declaration. And with that, I will go to the next presenter. Thank you.
Thanks, Brandon. Thanks for that good information. We'll have you repeat some of those numbers and websites through the course of the conversation, okay? But I appreciate that. Now I want to welcome the program manager at PEMA's Public and Individual Recovery Assistance Office, Jonathan Skripka. Jonathan, welcome to the Telephone Town Hall. Thanks for being here, sir.
Thank you, Senator, and good afternoon, everyone. As Senator mentioned, my name is Jonathan Skripka. I'm the Director of Disaster Recovery Assistance at PEMA. We've been working very closely with the Philadelphia Office of Emergency Management, Brandon and his team, with the recovery from the severe weather events. We're in a supporting role with Philadelphia OEM and the gathering of damage assessments, damage surveys that are a prerequisite for asking for that Small Business Administration assistance that Brandon just mentioned. So we're also supporting the coordination of the multi agency resource center, so we have staff on site at all three of those marks. If there's any questions in regards to any of state assistance, we're there to provide information on preparedness and then some recovery activities as well. So as the senator and everyone has mentioned thus far, really encourage going out to one of those marks. A lot of great information, helpful persons are there, and as was mentioned, one-stop shop for all questions that you may have navigating through this tough time. We're also supporting Philadelphia OEM with a damage verification survey. That is what would determine if the city and county is eligible for an SBA, Small Business Administration, agency declaration. So that damage verification survey is going to be conducted this Tuesday, and it's going to determine if the damages across the city are enough to qualify for that agency declaration by the SBA. So the damage that's going to be surveyed, it's at least 25 or more homes with 40% or more uninsured loss, and that declaration would bring low-interest loans to those that were impacted by the event. I know that that's, loans are difficult, understand that. There's a lot that can be done with those loans as well. A lot of those loans can be used to potentially consolidate others for the rebuilding. It also may turn on the State Disaster Recovery Assistance Program, or DRAP. This is a grant for individuals that may not qualify for a SBA loan that would be eligible for a grant through the state for repairs and personal property losses up to $20,000. We hope to know if the damages qualify for an SBA declaration by Wednesday of this coming week. And with that, I will be around for any questions. Please feel free to reach out, and I'll turn it back to you, Senator.
Thanks, Jonathan. Thank you for helping me get your title correctly. Appreciate your work, sir. Thank you very much for being here on a Saturday. Next, I'd like to welcome Jeff Rahali. He's the Director of Consumer Services Bureau at the Penn State Department of Insurance. Jeff, thanks for being on the cell phone town hall, sir.
Thank you, Senator. Glad to be here. Like the Senator said, I am Jeff Rahali. I'm the Director of the Bureau of Consumer Services, Pennsylvania Insurance Department. Our agency is able to assist with any problems that people are having with claims or contacting their insurance company. I would encourage people to, if they're having issues, to go to our website at insurance.pa.gov. There's some information there on after the storm property claim guidance that you can find under the homeowner section. You can also file a complaint directly on our website if you need to, because you're having difficulty with the insurance company and your claim. You can also call our consumer helpline at 877-881-6388. That's available 8 to 4:30 Monday through Friday. And like the senator said, I would encourage everyone to go to the mark. We will have staff there that will be able to assist you on site, have some printed materials that you'd be able to take with you to reference. Thank you very much.
Great. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate you joining us on Saturday afternoon and the good work that your offices do. Next, we have with us Amit Dayana. He is the External Affairs Manager for HECO, the electric company. Amit, thanks for joining us. What words do you have for our folks to get the conversation started, sir?
Good afternoon, Senator. Thank you for having me. And I do want to thank you for this effort because I'm one of the constituents. I live in South Philly, Point Breeze. Our community was also impacted with the microburst that happened in our local park where they had just opened a brand new spray playground. I have young kids who would take them there. So the impact from the storm is going to be lasting because some of the community resources also are taken away from the communities. But that being said, I wanted to just quickly provide how Pico worked with OEM. With this song, we were fully integrated. We had a resource there for any escalations and helping them out. To echo your words, this storm was devastating. We've never seen this kind of damage in Philadelphia, when it relates to down trees and wires. Typically, we would see this out in the counties. But, you know, we're well versed, but Philadelphia presented its own challenges. We have small alleyways to get through, streets blocked, but I think the coordination with all the different agencies within the city, you know, really helped us. At the peak of the storm, we had 25,000 customers without power, mostly in this community. And then we were able to get that number down to 2,800 within less than 24 hours. And then 24 hours after that, I think we were down to about a couple hundred. And we still might have very late, long outages for single customers only. And some of the outages I've seen that we needed cranes to come out to remove the debris from the services. It's been a challenge to do the very last remaining ones, but I believe we have everybody back on from the storm. I'm on this call. I'm gonna give this number out a few times. So I'm gonna say it again. If you have any issues, if your power's still out, please call 1-800-841-4141. Once again, it's 1-800-841-41. You can also use this number for down wires. We don't want you to take any chances with electricity. So it could be a communication wire, but please call us. We will come out and verify if it's ours or not. Please, please, please stay away from down conductors. If they haven't been identified, we would love a call and come out. That being said, our vegetation cleanup was continuing as of yesterday. And now we're already are tracking the next storm that's coming in and gearing up for that. So if you have any questions, if your power remains out, please, again, I'm going to give the number 1-800-841-4141. This is the number you can call if you were given an estimated time for restoration and the power didn't come back on. Please continue to call us back so we can continue to route crews out there. That being said, looking forward to the conversation here.
Thank you, Amit. Appreciate you, sir. So, again, folks, if you have a question and you want to get in the conversation, press star 3. Press star 3 on your phone. We'll get you in the queue. There are already a lot of folks already in the queue who have questions, and we want to make sure that we get as many as possible. We can try to respond to everybody. Either in this conversation or later. Again, the Multi-Agency Resource Center, I'm going to keep plugging this, where we have probably about 15 different agencies at these three different locations on these three different days. Today at the Lou Blackwell Center from 12 to 8 p.m. Tomorrow, in South Philadelphia at the Vail Recreation Center. That's from 12 to 8 at Sunday, from 12 to 8 at the Vail Recreation Center. And on Monday, it's from 11 to 7 at the Winfield Library. 11 to 7 on Monday at the Winfield Library. Again, press star 3. We're going to try to make sure we do what we can to answer questions, but we also want to make sure that folks take advantage of going to these multi-agency resource centers. Now, the storm occurred last Saturday. I'm not a meteorologist, but I'll do my best to repeat what it is that I learned from the PEMA team on Sunday while we were in Harrisburg finishing up the state budget. We had a call with PEMA on that last Sunday. They said it rained about 2 inches in about 35 minutes. And the first inch of rain occurred, I think, in less than 15 minutes. Something called a microburst, not trackable as what I was explaining, not necessarily trackable, but certainly as intense. We're all experiencing a lot of the damage. So we've been in touch with PEMA on Sunday, numerous meetings throughout the course of the week. The emergency crews, Mayor Parker was out last Saturday, I think around 4 p.m., within an hour after the event closed, finished up, and touring and seeing and getting everything set up. So this is a process that we're going to have to kind of power ourselves through, be supportive of one another during the course of this process, be helpful to one another, and just be encouraging to one another as well. Our best encouragement is when we have lots of information. That's why we're having this call, and that's why these multi-agency resource centers are established to get help to people. All right, remember, press *3, press *3. Karen, let's see if we can take some of these calls. And to our guests, just volunteer if you feel you're the best one to be the one to respond to a question that somebody raises. All right, Karen.
All righty. Our first caller is Rashida. Rashida, you're live.
Hi. Hi. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining the Senator. Really appreciate it. One question that I have is, I saw on Facebook that there was a form for Department of Welfare that if you had, like, food spoilage, that you can submit a document to your county assistant office to be reimbursed. Is that form official? My son did take it to his county assistant office, and she said that she had to look into it. So I just wanted to make sure that that was an official document.
I'm not familiar with that one. Anyone of our guests know about that?
Hi, this is Brandon from OEM. On the city's website, we do list that SNAP households may be eligible for replacement SNAP benefits if their food is destroyed as a result of the extended power outage caused by a natural disaster or severe weather event like this was. SNAP households that experience an extended power outage or are still without power can immediately request a replacement in person or by phone with the county assistance office and must apply within 10 days of the incident. Does that answer your question?
I did have one more question.
And Rashida, just to piggyback on that, Rashida, call our office as well, 215-879-7777, and we can follow up along with that. Okay? Well, go ahead, ask the next question. Rashida, you still with us?
I think she dropped. But our next caller is, our next caller is Angel. Angel, you're live.
Angel.
That might be Angel from the Office of Emergency Management. She's sending me a message right now, and she might be plugging the mark as a place to get potentially, it is not Angel, but I would encourage folks to continue to check out the mark.
Yep.
Okay.
Rashida, you as well. All right.
All right. We'll move on.
Go ahead, Sarah.
All righty. Our next caller, Rodney. Rodney, you're live.
Yes. Hello. I had heard you guys say that you were trying to send something up to someone above you guys, I guess, in order to get grants. Possibly for the lower income people and the loans for, I guess, people that aren't lower income. I think I heard you say that you only had like 25 homes or something at the time. My question is, how, number one, do I get my information to you about my home in order to get added to that, I guess, to help you guys with it? Also, I wanted to know if I could send my stuff I was able to pump the water out of my basement and everything, but I had photographs of everything from the water when it was all in my basement. My basement was flooded. I had the damage that it did to, like, the front, the cement that's, like, in the front of my house and the steps. I was wondering if that's even stuff that I can even send. If that's considered damaged enough, I don't know. I guess those are my questions right there.
Hey, I will.
Go ahead, Brandon.
Thanks, John. This is Brandon from the Office of Emergency Management. So on the city's website, if you go onto Philo.gov and then scroll down, you'll find the July 11th storm header. Under that is a link that says damage survey. You can click on the damage reporter under that if you have internet access. If not, please go to one of the marks this weekend. And there is a form where you can submit your name, your phone number, your property address, property type. Yes, you sustained damage, a question about insurance, and then what kind of damage information, including a section for up to 5 photographs. Please utilize that. I will make sure the Senator's office also has a link to this. But, again, it's on the city's website. Just go Philo.gov, scroll down. It used to be up top, but now it's been overtaken. A July 11th storm link. Look for the damage reporter in there. Fill that out, and it will come to our office. Now, that said, we have hit our threshold of identifying at least 25 properties to be able to accomplish the submission to the state. So the next steps are for the state with their partners to declare yes or no, we are eligible. And then the state and the city will make, if we are determined eligible, we'll make these resources available to all residents, whether or not they're included in the initial 25. The 25 is just kind of to get us over that one checkpoint, if that makes sense.
Thanks, Brandon. That's good stuff. Again, folks, we're encouraging people to do their best to get to the MARCS, the Multi-Agency Resource Centers. I'm going to repeat that. I'll be stopping by the Lou Blackwell Center when this call is over, so I can see how that's going. But that's from 12 to 8 at the Lou Blackwell Center today. Tomorrow, everybody's down in South Philadelphia from 12 to 8 at the Bear Recreation Center. I believe that's 2600 Mars Street. And then on Monday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., the MARC will be established at the Winfield Library. All right, the Winfield Library. And we're encouraging folks to go there. And, of course, if you can't make it, you can always call our office, 215-879-7777. Or go to my website, senatorhughes.com, and register your concern, and we'll try to figure out how we can assist you. Likely working with these agencies, because this is a very comprehensive list of organizations there, and we just encourage folks to get there as soon as you can. Sharon, who's next?
Our next caller is William. William, you're live.
How's it going, sir?
Hey, William.
I have property damage to the back of my house. I heard what the gentleman said, and I will be at the Winfield one on Monday.
Okay.
But, yeah, I just have a tree down. I had Pico came and took the tree out off of the wires, but they didn't remove the other tree that was knocked over during the storm. That's on the house.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I have a tree that's leaning onto the house and on my neighbor's house.
Okay. So you're gonna try to get to the one over on the Winfield Library on Monday?
Yes.
Okay. Brandon, should William be bringing like photographs or something like that? So that you all can see exactly what's going on?
Yes, please. But before you do that, please call 911 to report the tree on your house. That's a life safety issue, and the city should coordinate with Parks and Recreation, Debris Management crew to come take care of it.
Okay, William, got that?
Oh, Senator, I think you dropped it.
Okay, we're going to bet William got that, all right? 911. So let me use that as, thank you, Brandon. Let me use that as an example. They're life safety issues, right? You know, tree falls on a car, falls on the house. I assume this is still the program because I put it out on social media earlier this week. Tree falls on a car, tree falls on the house, trees obviously fall on the line, tree crossing the highway. You know, that's 911 kind of stuff, folks. All right, so utilize that 911 number. And there's 311 as well. And as Amit said earlier, you know, if you see, like, you know, what you would consider an emergency, using that common sense, 800-841-4141, that's the PICO number. Utilize that. Nobody try to be a superhero. No, we're not looking for superheroes. They're only in the movie, okay? And the superheroes in the movies and the comic books, not walking up and down the street. Make a call. Call somebody. Do not try to deal with this stuff on your own, all right? Darren, who's next?
We're going to go live with Angela. Angela, you're live.
Yes. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Angela. Hi. My name is Angela Christine Clausen. I live in the Old Book Farm section of Philadelphia. Yeah, we were seriously hit. And where I live, the rain and the damage, it started coming down. I live in like a slope. I live on Sanders Road, the 900 block of Sanders Road. And the way the rain was coming down, it was almost like a river. And some of it came into my basement. It was very difficult. So, my concern is individuals on my block. It's a lot of older people, there's individuals, seniors, individuals like myself who have special needs, who's in a wheelchair. And my concern is about getting around the city and getting to the resources that we need and just trying to find access. Like I had a hard time just getting to Morgan Cephas' office. Trying to get to her office with the wheelchair because my street is terrible. Flanders, the 900 block of Flanders Road is absolutely terrible because they were doing prior to the rainstorm or tornado that we had, or mild tornado, you know, PCW was doing their thing, PICO was doing their thing, and the entire street is so messed up, and it's so much debris, and it's so cracked, and it's that, you know, I'm scared that I might fall in my wheelchair. I don't travel on a pavement. I don't use my wheelchair on a pavement. I was trying to tell people because I'm fear for falling, for my wheelchair falling. So I have to use the street. So I depend on my home care assistant. I depend on my youngest son to help me through all this. So at that time, my home care assistant and I, we went to Morgan Cephas' office, but it was a difficult time just trying to navigate just to the 31 bus because of the way the street is. And then after the rainstorm, it just got worse because of the trees that came down, the debris that came down. Then on top of that, it messed up the street even more so than it was.
Yeah.
You know,
Angela, can we do this, Angela? If you could call our office and you could do that after you hang up, all right? And put yourself in our system, then we will reach out to you on Monday and coordinate how to help you with Representative Cephas' office. She's pretty good. Councilman Jones, pretty good. And we all try to work together. We like to do it that way, all right? Because you're right. The streets before the issue because they're doing all this infrastructure work, trying to put new lines in and all that kind of stuff. And it's pretty disruptive. And if you have special needs, like it sounds like, it's extra hard. But we want to try to help you out directly. If you can call our office and just leave your information, okay?
Okay.
215-879-7777 is our office number. 215-879-7777 is our office number. And then just leave on the message that you reached out on the telephone town hall. We will take your stuff and then coordinate with the agencies, and we'll coordinate with Representative Seifert's office. And unless any one of the folks on the line have a response for Angela I've not addressed. Go ahead.
Hey Senator, this is Ahmed from PICO. Please loop me in when you do get the information. If we do have an active project going on there, I will be able to confirm that. And anything we can do to make the area safer and easier to navigate, we can probably do that, and we'll take a look.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Angela. Hang in there.
What was the street again? What was the street name, Angela?
We'll have to follow up with Angela about that.
Great. Okay.
Just keep
OEM looped in as well.
Okay. All right, Brandon. We'll keep everybody looped in. I mean, there's a lot of work that's happening in our neighborhood. I mean, and you know, we like the fact that there's work that's happening in our neighborhood. All right. We've chosen to be at the work. It's just with special needs, it's extra challenging. So we'll work through it. We're in this together. Press *3 on your phone. If you want to ask a question, press *3 on your phone. If you want to ask a question. Sharon, who's next?
Our next caller is Elaine. Elaine, you're live.
Hi, it's Elaine Garvin again.
Hey, Elaine. Hey, Elaine.
Pretty good. Listen, it would be good if you guys could just look and see what I'm talking about as far as these humongous trees that need to be cut down and the owners cannot afford it. You know, you need to send somebody out to actually see if the driveway between Woodbine, 5700 block of Woodbine and 5700 blocks of Drexel. I mean, these trees are humongous. So if we have another storm, our homes, and the people don't have money, but look and see what I'm talking about. Now, Morgan Cephas' mother, she lives right behind me. You know, they're on the 57th block of Drexel. But you need to send somebody just to look, and you use that as an example that people need assistance to get these trees cut down or removed.
Yeah, I thank you, Sister Lane. Wow, 5700 block of Lebanon, that is a huge tree in the private driveway that is needs some tending to. But I got you. Anyone want to respond to that process of how these trees are getting addressed? In what order, you know, what's the priority? Brandon, Jonathan, anyone want to respond to that? Amit?
Hey, Senator, hello? I can respond from PICO. Hey, Senator, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Yeah, so I can respond from PICO's perspective. So, you know, our main goal is to continue to deliver power, and in order to do that, we do cyclical tree trimming, and we do that in areas every 3 to 4 years. You know, we typically let the folks, our customers know that we'll be in the area, we'll be doing tree trimming, and we make sure that trees are cut away, you know, minimum distances that we have as standards, and we do that. So that proactive trimming is done, you know, every 4 to 5 years in all the neighborhoods all across PICO. In a storm situation, when the trees do end up on our wires, we will cut the portions of the trees that are on the wire, make the area safe, and re-energize. And then at that point, you know, it's up to either the homeowner or if it's their tree, or if it's a street tree, for them to go ahead and, you know, either it needs to be cut away and all the debris needs to be removed. That will be either the city or the homeowner's responsibility, depending on where the tree is, if it's in the streets or if it's in the private property. And then if you continue to see any trees that are near our wires or you think are in our wires, you can obviously report them. Again, the 1-800-841-4141 number. You can do that anytime. You don't have the staff 24/7 who will take it and we'll come out and take a look. If the tree happens to be near our wires where we deem it dangerous, we will trim it back. We won't completely remove it. Does that answer your question, Senator? That's what we do that's how we manage vegetation around our infrastructure at PICO.
Okay, that's very helpful. Brandon, you have anything on the process for tree removal and how to provide some orderly process, get these things done? Because as you know, there's some huge trees in this neighborhood, and many of these neighbors do not have the financial capacity on their own to get them addressed.
Sure. It comes back to a little bit of what Amit said there. If it's a street tree, the city can and will take care of it. If it is a tree on private property, that is the homeowner's responsibility, unfortunately, and I know that there's financial considerations around that. So what we would ask, just please share the addresses of the trees of concern. If it's a safety issue, if you think the tree is going to come down on some wires or on a home, again, call 911 if it's kind of impending. If it's just a concern for future weather, then that's really not the city's purview at this time, unfortunately.
Right. So, Sister Elaine, you make a list, and everyone, make a list. Again, get to the mark, all right, and always call our office, 215-879-7777. We got to figure out how to get help to folks to get this work done. So let's get it on.
Senator, one thing for Tina. This is Jonathan. Highly encourage going to the mark and just explaining the situation. At each and every one of the marks that's ongoing, there are representatives from local VOADs, Voluntary Agencies Active in Disaster, who may have an ability to assist with trees that have fallen on private property and need some assistance clearing some of that debris. So I recommend going to the mark and talking to some of those VOADs.
Thank you, Jonathan. Very, very helpful. Very helpful. And if you can bring some pictures, do that as well. All right? Please do that as well. Again, the marks today, the marks are multi-agency resource centers. There's about 16 different organizations at each one today from 12 to 8 at the Lou Blackwell Community Center. Tomorrow, Sunday, 12 to 8 at the Vail Recreation Center. And Monday, from 11 to 7, a little bit of time change, at the Winfield Library. Please, and bring examples, bring photographs. We take selfies and pictures of everything else. We can take a picture of one of these fallen trees. And of course, you can always call our office, 215-879-7777, or visit our website, senatorhughes.com. Darren, who's next?
Our next caller is Cecilia. Cecilia, you're live.
Oh. Hello?
Hey, Cecilia. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Thank you for having me. What I haven't heard is what y'all going to do about these cars, because I have friends and family who live up in that area, and they don't have 30 days to get their car fixed, and unfortunately, the insurance companies aren't being cooperative. And I heard somebody from insurance say something, but people don't have 30 days to wait. They need their vehicle now. These vehicles are destroyed. So I don't know. Can maybe the legislative offices pull the discretionary money? And if you take your car to so-and-so's car plate, they can either get it fixed, so they can just go on with their lives. Thank you.
Well, I don't have any discretionary money like that, but I think we do have the insurance department. Jeff, you got any thoughts about how to be helpful in that space with insurance, car insurance?
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely encourage those people to call our office, file complaints with our office. Under statutory situations, the insurance companies do have 30 days to resolve a claim, but we would certainly, in these situations, encourage them to get people out there to address these issues as quickly as possible. And we have done that in the past. So if the owners of the vehicles, the claims that they've filed that are getting delayed, have them contact us, have them file complaints. We'll be happy to contact the company and encourage them to move quickly.
Thank you, Jeff. Are your folks or anyone at any of these marks who can take these complaints and take these concerns?
Absolutely. Lois is at the mark today.
Okay.
And Quentin will be at the mark on Monday. We unfortunately didn't have available staff for the Sunday mark, but they will be able to. They should have complaint forms on site that people can fill out there. And again,
yeah.
These people should call our office at 877-881-6388. Or insurance.pa.gov, and you can file it any time of day or night right on the website. So
there you go. That's very helpful. Cecilia, appreciate that. All Cecilia doesn't miss any one of our telephone town halls. We appreciate that, Cecilia. Thank you very much. Karen, who's next?
Joyce is our next caller. Joyce, you're live.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having this. My property was damaged by one of the street trees. My question is insurance. I filed with my homeowner's insurance, but can I also file with the city?
That's a good question. Anyone can answer that?
This is Brandon from OEM. So the SBA loan process is going to be, if awarded, and Jonathan, please step in when I'm wrong here, contingent on uninsured losses. So should we be awarded the Small Business Administration loans, which don't let the name fool you, residences are available, individual property owners are available. It could potentially cover uninsured losses that your insurance does not. And that won't be through the city. That will be through the SBA, which is a federal program that the state helps to administer.
Yeah. It's important that we avail ourselves to these services. They take a lot to get established. As you can imagine, there are people out here who don't necessarily want folks to get this kind of help, believe it or not. As inhumane as that may sound, there are people we're out here who don't want folks to get at to have these programs established. So we fight to get these programs put in place. We want to make sure that everybody accesses it, talk to anybody and everybody, get to the MARCs, the multi-agency resource centers, and make sure that you're letting folks know the kind of problem that you're experiencing and the help that you need. And of course, you can always reach out to our office as well, 215-879-7777 as a backstop, to work with these particular agencies. There are about 15 or 16 of them going to be at each one of these individual multi-agency resource centers over the next several days. Darren, who's next?
Our next caller is Zola. Zola, you're live.
Yes. My situation, it's not more of a question. I have a big problem. Electrical line came down in my yard along with pulling my electrical line down. And I had an electrician. I talked with Tico. I had an electrician come out. So they told me I had to have an electrician come out. And he said he could do my part, but the other part is Tico. Even with me cutting off the power to my house, The problem is the electrical line would still have juice. It's a danger. And I've been trying to get assistance because it's a danger. I called on the phone on the 15th. I went down to the electric company and was told that I had to get an electrician, and the electrician came out today. But he said he can't do nothing without Pico. The electricity will have to be shut down. It came from my neighbors, pulled away from my neighbor's house, pulled my electrical line down, but the Pico line is sitting in my yard, and it's live. I still have electricity, and so do that.
Yeah, I'm there. Good afternoon. Yep, I'm on it, Senator. Could you give me your address, please? Do you know what your address?
West Columbia Avenue.
What's that again?
West Columbia.
5317 West Columbia Avenue.
5317
West Columbia Avenue.
Gotcha. And you said, so I didn't envision it. So the Pico, your Pico service came down and ripped the entrance header from the house, and then the electrician is going to put that back up, and then they want us, you want us to come back, cut the power first. So we'll check it out. I'm going to submit a ticket for this. 5317 West Columbia.
Yes. He said he couldn't do it. He couldn't put what's supposed to be my line, that thick gray line, because of the electrical line that's connecting, was sitting right in my driveway. It's down on the
driveway. Did you call Pico since then?
I called Pico on the 15th. And right. I was told somebody I would be put on the emergency list or whatever, and since I didn't hear back, I went down to Pico yesterday. And the security guard helped me with a phone number, talked to a young lady, and that's when she told me that an electrician would have to come out. I said, that's no problem. I called the electrician. He came out, but he told me he couldn't do nothing because the line is really Pico's line that's down. The line that belonged to my house, the gray thick wire, he said he has no problem with putting it up, but it's too much juice sitting down there on the ground there. He can't do nothing. Even with me cutting my power off, it's still a hot line.
No way. Could you just let me know if there's any trees still on the wire?
It might be.
If there's any
It might be.
Okay.
It might be.
Okay. If the tree's still on wire, then I'll put in a request for us to come out and do the tree and then do the service. I'll go ahead and put that in.
Yeah, I don't want nobody to get hurt. Because kids
taking my yard
as a run-through through a driveway.
We understand.
And I definitely don't want nobody to get hurt.
Nope. That's right. Appreciate you looking out like that. Appreciate you calling in. I'm glad we were able to pick up your call. Thank you, Ahmed. So it's 12:58. We're going to wrap this up. Again, get to the Multi-Agency Resource Center today, 12 to 8 at the Lucian Blackwell Community Center. Tomorrow, South Philadelphia at the Vail Recreation Center, 12 to 8 p.m. Monday at the Winfield Library, 11 to 7 p.m. About 16 different agencies will be at each one of these places. I'm going to do a quick round to ask anyone if they want to have any of our guests to thank them first and to ask them if they have any closing comments. Brandon from OEM, any closing comments, sir?
Senator, you said it when you plugged the mark. Please, everyone, avail yourself of that today, tomorrow, and Monday. And, again, I just want to stress, if there's a life safety issue, if there's a tree on your house, if there's a power line down on or near your house, call 911. Don't worry when they say, what's your emergency? You tell them, and they will connect you to the right resources. And if it's a non-emergency issue, 311. Thank you.
Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate you. You and the city have really stepped up in a major way to get a lot of this work done. We're going to be doing this for a while, but we appreciate you. Thank you, Mayor Clark, and the whole team And we appreciate you. Jonathan from FEMA, any closing remarks?
Thank you, Senator, for organizing this call, and thank you to everyone that has attended and asked questions, and thank you to the partners also that are on the call as well. We're going to remain working with Philadelphia OEM very closely throughout this entire process. As it was already mentioned, please feel free to go to the marks with any information that you may have, any additional questions. Everyone there is extremely helpful, and there's a wide variety of different resources that are at each and every one of these marks. So again, we're going to be here with everyone throughout the entire process, and any life safety issues, please make sure that that gets reported to 911. But thank you again.
Thank you. Jeff from insurance.
Yeah, I would just encourage anybody who is having issues with claims, especially people who, you know, are being told that it's going to take 30 days for somebody to come out and look at their destroyed car on the street. Call our office on Monday at 877-881-6388 or file a complaint on our website at insurance.pa.gov or go out to one of these marks and you know, talk to one of our team members there. Thank you very
much. Thank you. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate you being on the call. Amit, anything you want to add to close us out?
Yeah, Senator, just, you know, again, I'm going to plug that number. This number can be called for tree in wire, tree on wire. If you continue to have a power outage, like Zola has said, it's 1-800-841-4141. Once again, it's 1-800-841-41. And Zola, I pulled up your account, and I do see an open ticket. So I'll chase it down and see if you can get out there somebody soon.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I see on a call, Arlene has talked about a tree in the back of their house that's fallen and blocking their exit for their house and their neighbor's house. Arlene Pratt. Arlene, if you could call our office, 215-879-7777, or go to my website, senatorhughes.com, and get us an address. We'll try to get that information in. Please do that.
If I may, our guidance applies there. If it's blocking an exit and or entrance to a house, please call 911. That's a life safety issue.
Okay. All right. Call 911, Arlene. Call 911. Please. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for reminding me of that. Call 911, and that's anybody and everybody. All right? If it's a life safety issue, 911, it still remains the number to call. Again, I'm going to plug these multi-agency resource centers today at the Lou Blackwell Community Center, 12 to 8 p.m. Sunday. In South Philadelphia, 12 to 8 at Bear Recreation Center. And Monday in Winfield, at the Winfield Library, 11 to 7 p.m. Make those everybody's going to be there. 16 different agencies are going to be there. And I can't thank these individuals enough for stepping up and jumping on this call. It's been a great conversation. Thank all of our guests for joining us. Thank you for participating in our telephone town hall conversations. This one and all the others that we have are great vehicles to hear from you and try to get these issues addressed. If we didn't have a chance to answer your question, please remain on the line. You'll be able to leave your question on a voicemail for me, and we'll get back to you. Thanks again for your participation. If you have any additional questions or concerns, call my office at 215-879-7777. And always just go to my website, senatorhughes.com. Thanks again. Have a great day. Hang in there, everybody. We'll get through this. We got to be supportive of one another. Work with one another. We'll get through all of this. Appreciate you all. Take care. Bye-bye.